This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Jason is here.
Is it morning already?
All right, let's put on a good show.
Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it for my baby. All you gotta understand. Whoa, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my life and one man show. Whoa, let's hear it for the boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, wake the kids, phone the neighbors.
Please do. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's still trying to break into the Minnesota Zoo, even though we're done, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you on this Monday, October 16th, 2017. Coming up on 5:32, welcome to the show. Welcome to the morning. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to mid-October.
Oh,
welcome
my gosh. What?
To a normal show.
We're not at the zoo.
And welcome to the first day where we're not shoveling animal feces. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
Drink
cheers.
Your coffee.
Yes.
Drink your coffee. Drink your coffee, Shelby. Drink your juice. Oh, that's really good today. I needed that. Okay. Okay. Now we can do the show.
Okay.
Now we can start. How's everybody doing? Don, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Doing good?
Great.
Good, good. Lex, how you doing? You're tired, aren't you, Lex?
Yeah, I'm feeling it today.
I knew it. I feel you. I feel for you.
Yeah. I was a bad girl this weekend, so.
Tell everybody, because I don't know how much we talked about it on Friday, or obviously we had so much going on that we could barely do the show. I mean, we just had housekeeping things to do. I don't think people were aware of what your weekend post PD&D was going to entail.
Well, PD&D, first of all, Friday was a rough road.
Girl.
We went straight through.
Girl.
I remember looking at you at the party at one point. We were just both like, okay, this is really fun. Oh. But whoa, how are you doing? Do you feel like a zombie? Me too. Okay. All right. We're good.
The party, I wanted to die before the reunion show.
Yeah, okay.
That's truly when it hit me. But yeah, but continue. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So yeah, we were at the party till a little before 10. And then, you know, I live on the other side of the metro, so I didn't get home till 10:30. I had to catch a plane at 6 the next morning to Philly. So,
repack
and
I didn't know you were doing that. I guess I missed that.
Oh, yeah. We had so much other things to talk about, and it's a family wedding. So,
good Lord, girl.
I was like, I got to go to that. That's right.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't even seen my puppies, guys. Today I get to. We pick them up from camp.
You haven't picked them up yet?
No. Well, no, because we got in at 10 o'clock last night.
Oh,
that was another story.
God.
The flight was delayed because I've never had this happen before. We're at the gate. And the kind lady, you know, who scans in all of your boarding passes, she says, we have the plane, we have the pilots, but we don't have flight attendants. Oh. So we had to wait for them to fly in from Dallas, which was, a couple hours.
I've heard of that happening, but I've never met anybody that experienced that. Congratulations.
Hey, there we go. I win, at least in that category.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Yeah. I haven't seen my puppies yet. But anyway, we had a wedding to go to. It was Angel's cousin's son, so a second cousin technically. But, man, his family and Puerto Ricans, man, they know how to party. And that's what we did.
I bet it wiped away a little bit of the tiredness.
Yeah, what was nice about it was we flew in. We got in about 9 a.m. And then we got to the hotel. We had to wait about an hour for our room to be ready, but they were so nice to let us check in early.
Yeah.
Because check-in's at 3. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Girl, I know.
And we had to get ready by the wedding, but the wedding was at 4:30, so we had to...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they let us get in there, which was really nice, and so I went straight to sleep, or back to sleep, I should say, because I didn't sleep very well on the plane. But anyway, went to sleep. All good, woke up, and Angel had ordered me a Philly cheesesteak. Guys, oh man, this is Oh, it's so delicious, well, right?
Geno's or Pat's?
Well, I had Geno's on the way out. This time he ordered from Grubhub. I'm not really sure where, but it was just as delicious. You got to go with the Cheese Whiz.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yes.
It's Cheese Whiz.
It's the traditional Philly way to eat it. And I should not have changed into my outfit for the wedding before dug into that.
Lex.
Yeah, guys.
What did you do?
I can't believe I did this. Now in hindsight, I should have just ate it naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, just take off all your clothes.
Or kept my pajamas on. You know, I mean, what
are
the other? I mean, no, this is already when I'm in the hotel. He had ordered it. They delivered it to the hotel, so it didn't matter. It was just me and him.
Yes.
But I was already dressed, and I thought, all right, well, I can eat this because I've realized I am just like my black lab. I'm very food motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? I'm going to get all ready to go and put my dress on and eat this delicious cheesesteak. And just when I'm digging in, some of it spills on the bottom of my dress.
No.
And where exactly?
Right by my crotch. Two times.
Oh.
Two big blobs of greasy deliciousness right on the bottom of my dress.
Lex.
So I blotted out.
I was going to say, was it salvageable?
Oh, guys. So it spills on my dress, and I'm thinking, oh no, what am I going to do? So I blotted it out, and luckily I had one of those shout-out wipes, right?
Oh, look at you being prepared. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wow, I actually have one of these? This is great. So I blotted out, and then I put the wipe on it, and I just dab, because that's what they say, right? Dab away.
Yeah, don't rub, dab.
Right.
That's what they say, yeah.
I'm dabbing it, and it's right on either inner thigh, just like gigantic, and this material's really, it's not taffeta, but it's really kind of lightweight and flowy. Wrong choice. The stains got bigger and bigger, so it looks like I have these gigantic stains. The bottom of the dress... I had to wear my jacket the whole night, long story short, and I was hot dancing, but I just did not want to take it off because it was, and then at one point it just didn't matter, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, just fair warning,
Lex.
Eat your cheesesteak naked or with a t-shirt on. Don't, you know, try to be all ready to go and have it all over the place because, and then to top that off, you guys, like, Angel's family is the most beautiful family. They're just fun, well behaved. The kids, they just had such a great time, and they're models. So, you know.
Yeah. And that.
And there's that. No joke. Actually, back to the party real quick on Friday. Angel hasn't been able to go to a lot of My Talk events lately, but he could come to the party.
Yeah.
And everyone, you know, this is Angel. And they're like, whoa. I swear, people think he's like 4 feet and as wide as a brick. They're like, you don't look anything like I imagined. And I'm like, well.
Really?
What? Yeah. Oh. I think they think he's Danny DeVito.
Oh, really?
I think so. Which, hey, I like him. It's fine.
Yeah.
But he does not look like Danny DeVito. He has hair. He's 6 feet.
No, I have no.
Curly hair.
Obviously, my frame of reference is warped because, but
you
he looks
him.
Exactly like I think Angel should look.
Yeah, oh, really? Okay.
Don't you think? I think he looks exactly like Angel should look. But again, I've always known him so I don't have a good frame of reference.
Yeah,
that,
you're
but,
like yeah, a yeah. dozen times, so
exactly,
it was just funny.
Yeah. Oh, man, that is good. That is good.
But a weekend! We're back. It's all good. Really fun.
Yeah.
I was a bad girl. I drank a lot, which I don't know what I was thinking, but I had another cheesesteak yesterday morning afternoon at the airport. It was Geno's. Normally they have a spot on South Street, delicious in Philly, but they also have one at the airport, so I was very happy to see that.
When in Philly, that's what you do.
Yes, yeah. That's the truth. How was your weekends?
Don, let's you have a story that I want to hear. We want to hear about you. Mm-hmm. Went to an event on Saturday night.
Yes.
But we only have like a minute before we have to break. So we'll wait for that until the other side. And so do I. So right now, I'll say thanks to all of you that donated, put up with us, laughed with us, watched the live stream. cheered for us when we were drowning in a snapping turtle infested lake.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. We said it in the reunion show, and we said it on air on our show, but thank you very much for all of your donations. We really, really mean it. We'll have grand totals. Yeah, we'll have grand totals sometime this week. The money people will figure that out, and we'll let you know the sum of everything that we raised. But just know that you guys did it again, and we really, really, really appreciate it. So thank you very much.
Yeah. In the world.
And my goodness, the reunion show was very fun. I told Shannon and Kat Perkins they did a wonderful job. That was the most fun. I think that was the best produced and most entertaining reunion show we've had in a while.
Yes.
Usually just being very honest, I walk away from those things and
yes,
I walk away from those things and I don't usually like them, but it was really well done, and that was because of the hosts and Amy Daniels helping to produce on the spot. So thanks to all involved, especially because, as Alexis pointed out, at that point of the day, we felt like we were on crack. I mean, so we...
Zombie-rific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break when we come back. Dawn has an amazing story about her Saturday night. And my Friday night after the Project Down and Dirty party didn't end quite the way that I thought it would. We'll talk about all of that coming up in just a little bit.
The radio home of experts at skipping YouTube ads. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
In the morning, back to normal here on My Talk 107.1, MyTalk107.1.com, and on the Podcast One Network. I'm Jace with Lex, producer Dawn. I don't know if you guys just heard in that commercial break. That was that commercial with the dudes. That was
that
hysterical.
Was so good. Mm-hmm.
The My Talk dudes, Rocco, Emperor Dan, and Ryan, who really did work his butt off doing. Doing the board, as we call it, running the board for every show.
Sure.
Project Down
and doing all the replays and the podcasts. I mean, it's like four people's jobs.
Yeah. So
all
Ryan,
day for 3 days.
Thanks, buddy.
Yes, thank you.
So, Dawn, you mentioned on Saturday you had a cool moment at a cool event. What'd you do?
Okay, so I went to the Ronald McDonald House charity event, their charity ball for the year. Ooh. And I went with one of our digital sales team people, Ruth. And we were at a table with a couple that we didn't know. We also were sitting with Kat Perkins and her boyfriend. She was there to perform for the event. So we get into the live auction part, and you never know who you're really sitting with, right?
Right.
So this guy starts bidding on this trip to Ireland for four golf package. All right. Mm. So that's, you get to stay in Dublin and golf, and like it's a great trip. So it's basically him and another guy across the room, and they keep bidding and bidding. And I love live auctions. I get so excited because I am living vicariously through people that have money to do this.
Yeah, it's crazy sometimes watching it, right?
And I love it whenever men are looking at their wives like, can I go up in the bid? Can I go up in the bid? You know, can I do it? And she's like, go on. So John and Kim Wilson kept bidding. They ended up having the highest bid of the night overall. They paid $22,000 for this trip. It all goes to Ronald McDonald House.
Wow.
It gets even better, you guys. So So we're just at the table talking and stuff. And before that bid even started, we're looking through the bids. And Kat Perkins was like, ooh, trip to Ireland. Oh, my gosh, to golf. That would be so fun. And John Wilson, who ended up winning the trip, he's like, would you do that? Would you go and do that? And she's like, oh, I'd love to. She goes, she gets up and sings and all this stuff. The auction comes. They bid. They win it. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're such great people. Can we take a picture with you? So we did. And he says to me, we're giving it to them. We're not even going.
To Kat Perkins?
Yes.
And Warren?
Yes.
Seriously?
They're not going to go. They're just going to give all four. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Were you there for the reveal with Kat?
No, I wasn't there for the reveal. We left a little bit early. He's like, don't tell her, but we're giving them the trip.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I'm like, what? Oh. He's like, don't tell him, but we're going to tell him in a little bit here. Oh my God.
You guys. I bet she about peed.
I know. She's such a sweet person, donating her time to charity all the time.
She is.
Always doing something for charity, and such great people, both of them. And then my heart was just bursting. I just couldn't believe it.
How nice are they?
Right.
And you can go on my Instagram and see these wonderful rich people. Yes. We took a picture with him. And his wife, Kim, she volunteers at the Ronald McDonald House. So
wow.
Oh, man, that's cool. So nice.
And overall, I have never been to a charity event where people were, I mean, I think they were setting a record for the most money ever raised at a gala for Ronald McDonald House that night.
That's what
I heard. And they kept, I mean, people just kept giving money. It was so great to see.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Kat, have fun, girl. You got to clear that calendar.
I hope she accepted it. Yeah.
Yeah. She probably did. Yeah. And she's not too busy. She's always on the road.
That's true. I think you could use it anytime, though. There weren't any blackout dates. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Because she is a hard worker. Mm-hmm. She was telling me she's, never has really a weekend free. So hopefully she'll be able to get off. That's really nice to hear. That's fantastic. That is just great. It is coming up on 5:53. So I came home. Let's talk about the party real quick.
Yeah.
And just for a few minutes, because I'm afraid I'm going to get going with the story and then the music's going to start. But thanks to everyone that came to the party. Thanks to the staff that helped us do the party. We had a really good time. The mac and cheese bar. I really didn't. Thank goodness, B. Arthur. I wasn't going to eat lunch. And then I thought to myself, I know how these things go.
Yep.
You know what I'm going to say, Lex. I know how these things go, and I'm not going to end up eating.
Mm-hmm.
Because once the party goes, Lex and I are talking to people and taking pictures and just meeting people. And that's exactly what happened. So I went to the mac and cheese bar. And the minute I got over there, I think it was God's way of like telling me I did not need those calories at 8 o'clock at night. But I get over to the mac and cheese bar and I had like an unfortunate little incident with somebody. Like they said something really weird to me and I just looked at them and just I said, why would you say that to somebody?
And
Brooke, our promotions person, was behind the person, and I just kind of snapped. I was just, they said just something not real nice, but then they later explained and whatever, it was fine. My point being that the minute I did try to get to the mac and cheese bar, because when that person said it to me, I put my plate down and I'm like, why would you say that to anybody? And I walked away. As I'm driving home, I realized I never ate. I'm like, I realized I think I maybe had one spoonful of mac and cheese somewhere. Did you eat, Lex?
I did get one. I made a little tiny plate, but it took me about 25 minutes to eat it as we were picking a bite. Talking. So,
because for those of you who don't know, this year's ticketed event was an after party at the Discovery Bay at the Minnesota Zoo. So that's what we're referring to. It was from 7 to 10 on Friday night. So yeah, with a mac and cheese bar, a sundae bar. I think there was another bar too. I didn't get to that bar either, but the
it
only
all
bar
looked
I
delicious
got to
from a distance.
Yeah, thank you from a distance. The only bar I got to was the actual bar. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dan Seaman. 5:55. We got to take a break. When we come back, how my night on Friday didn't quite end the way I thought, and how I found Alexis wandering in the parking lot. That and more when we come back. Stay with us.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
You're going to take out the Demogorgon with a slingshot?
First of all, it's a wrist rocket. And second of all, the Demogorgon's not real.
Entertainment.